You know, when Korea was divided, families were divided too. To remember loved ones in the North, South Koreans go to the Dorasan Station. It's the last stop before the DMZ on the rail line that used to link North and South. Dwahli Saikautau sent a Saturday's postcard from that station.
Today, Dorasan Station is bustling with tour groups, crowds of people who want to get as close as possible to North Korea. From an observation point near Dorasan, visitors peer through binoculars to look across the DMZ at the village of Kichongdong. South Koreans call it Propaganda Village because the buildings there are mostly facades built to create an illusion of prosperity in the impoverished North. Visitors here can also ride down into a once-secret tunnel dug by North Korea in one of its many attempts to infiltrate the South. But Kim Nam-mi isn't at Dorasan for a DMZ tour. Instead, she's sitting with a friend on one of the few wooden benches outside the station, talking about her father. She explains that she was only 2 or 3 when her father went to North Korea. It was just before the Korean War started, and she's not sure why he went there. Kim is now 57. She manages a smile, though she is teary-eyed. Over that hill is her father, she says, though she believes he is dead now. On the way back to Seoul, I stop at Imjin-gang, just below Dorasan, to visit a memorial altar. There, South Koreans can honor their ancestors in the North. Paek Tong-gil and Chung Won-im are at the Bridge of Freedom, where prisoners of war were exchanged 50 years ago before the DMZ was sealed. They add their names to a tattered yellow banner. The messages penned on it are clear: speedy reunification and peace on the peninsula. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau, just south of the DMZ.